This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I'm so excited for our next guest. I'm so excited.
You are.
I know.
This year has been quite the year for the Victorian country gal with so many talents, we've found out. She's the trusted fill-in on everyone's favourite news, The Project, and recently threw her hat into the ring to be in one of Australia's most fun and talent-filled celebrity entertainment shows, The Masked Singer, where she managed third place
Ripped off.
Yes, exactly. And to win the country's heart as the sweetly tuned and very huggable monster. We've got Georgie Coghlan. Welcome to Joy.
Oh, Tom and Jess, good morning. That's a beautiful introduction for 7:20 in the morning. Thank you.
Shouldn't we all wake up like that? That'd be lovely.
That'd be the best intro for anyone's day.
Look, I do want to start. You were definitely ripped off. I had you down. I was on Twitter saying number one, and I knew who you were pretty quick into it. That voice is unbelievable. I knew exactly who was singing.
But Tom, you're very, very kind.
I think you should have punched them when they were going up on stage. Oh. There should have been a chance. Should have got some violence into it. But look, actually, we're here not just to talk about that. Tonight is your opening night for a very exciting Unmasked at Chapel on Chapel. And then you've also got another show going tomorrow. But I believe tonight sold out. What can we expect? What are you doing tonight?
Well, I suppose, guys, this was, you know, doing The Monster gave me the courage to sort of think, gosh, I've always sort of wanted to, I've always talked about how I should use my voice more, as I talked about on the show. And this really pushed me. My manager sort of said, listen, as I was sort of getting towards the semi-final, she's like, you know, you want to do something with this. Why don't you actually do a show? And this has given you the confidence to do it. So I suppose it tipped me over the edge and I thought, you know what, I need to put it out there. And once I did, and the first show sold out, which was amazing.
Exciting.
Exciting. And then I announced the second one. So, yeah, it's all sort of come down to tonight and I am nervous, I must say. Like, I know that I've done this stuff before and it's so funny. Like, I go live on The Project, but it's a really different space, as you guys can appreciate, as an artist. You're putting yourself out there with a whole different type of vulnerability. And
it is 100% vulnerability. That is the exact word that it is, because singing, it's you. It's not someone else. You've not got anyone behind you. And also, because I do sing a bit too, but it's people that don't sing think that they're the best critics, and they don't, like, it's horrible. It's the one time they think that they can have an opinion on everything. So how do you deal with that? How are you going to deal with it tonight?
Well, you know what, I'm a pretty spiritual person, and I think there's so much talent out there. I don't think it ever just comes down to talent. For me, it always comes down to intention as well. And so when I go and see someone perform, and you can have someone so talented, but if I feel like, I mean, I remember being so disappointed one year when I went to see the divine Robbie Williams. This was years and years and years ago. This was probably 20 years ago when he was in a really bad place. I remember, you know, you pay your money, you go there, and I think you've also got a vulnerability, really, as an audience member, because you're putting yourself out there to get fulfillment from this event or this person. And he was just completely off his face.
Alleged.
He was allegedly not present, is why it may be the way I should say that. And, he, you know, he obviously just, he wasn't in a great place. So you were so disappointed because you had all this talent and then you were just like, oh, there's just, the intention's not there. So I feel really empty. And so I think you can have so much talent, but if you can try and have an intention. So my intention tonight is, I've always wanted to use music to heal people. And I've always wanted to use music to bubble up emotions that maybe people have pushed down. And not in a really open way, just with the way that I sing every word, my intention for every song, why am I singing this song, what does it mean to me? And I really put myself emotionally in that song when I'm doing it, which is what I had to do with The Monster, because you guys couldn't see my face. And,
yeah, we could see your wiggle, though. It was very cute. What are you going to be taking us into 2020 with? So tonight, sold out. Tomorrow, everyone's going to come down. It's going to be sold out in minutes. What are you doing with 2020?
I'm going Celebrity in the Jungle. I think that's where you might... We're going to see you coming out, swinging out a vine.
Are you going to be joining gorgeous lady Julia Morris?
Oh, she's divine, isn't she? She is just so much fun. I love that woman so much. I know I've got a lovely, beautiful semi-blank canvas for 2020, which is unlike me, which I love. I'm sort of leaving a bit of it up in the air. I'd love to take the show on the road, I have to say.
That'd be great. So the loo calendar is a bit open, guys, for 2020. The toilet
it's a
calendar
a little bit open. It is a little bit open, which I've got a rough plan. I've sat down and I'm a big manifester. I've manifested what I would like, but I've also left this beautiful space because it's been the most insane year in a wonderful way this year. I've had Masked Singer. I finished Carrie's maternity leave, which was 8 months in the end. And yeah. We opened our boutique hotel here in Ballarat. And it's just been crazy, wonderfully crazy. Mm. So I was sort of happy to step into 2020 with a little bit of unknown, which is a bit exciting.
Oh, well, just one last thing just before. This weekend was my wedding day.
So we have to talk about my wedding on every segment in my heart.
But my.
Is it this weekend you're getting married?
No, just got married. And my beautiful friend. Well, thank you. My beautiful friend Osher was in attendance and he wore the Masked Singer suit fitting the brief of Dress Fabulous. He fit it perfectly. Now, has the monster had. It was pretty fabulous. Has that managed to get out anytime recently?
My mum went she had a Christmas party the other week and had to dress up as someone famous and she dressed up as the monster, which was very fun.
Oh, gorgeous.
But I do have a gorgeous story just to share to finish with. So a beautiful mum sent me a little video on Twitter of her, I think maybe 5-year-old son, who has asked Santa she said, well, what do you want from Santa? And he said, I'd like the monster, please.
That's so beautiful.
We'll have to
get merch out. Get the merchandise.
She's spoken to Santa because I'm sure Santa would be able to talk to Monster somehow.
And make sure that
a little bit of monster fur or something makes his way because Santa's pretty magical, so is Monster. So that's made my day.
Aww. Look, 2019 has been a fantastic year, and let's remember, Unmask and Evening with Georgie is on Chapel Off Chapel tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight is sold out. There's a few seats left for tomorrow, so be very quick. You can go to chapeloffchapel.com.au to get the last available tickets. Georgie, what a year 2019 has been, and we cannot see what 2020 is going to bring for you. What a joy.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Christmas, and thanks for your support.
Oh, thank you, Georgie.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.